The internet sensation and earworm, Baby Shark, has been released in 19 languages. That now includes Diné. It's a Navajo language at risk of extinction. Auditions to record Baby Shark in the native language drew lots of people. Zach Ziegler from member station KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona, was there.
More than 100 fluent Diné speakers showed up in Window Rock, Arizona, hoping to sing their way into one of five roles in the video. Among them is Fritz Teller. He drove about 2 hours to get here from near a community of about 1,300.
About 10 miles outside of Many Farms, north, yeah. We had to go through the mud, come out here.
The retired pipe fitter is trying out for the role of Grandpa Shark, or in Diné. Teller grew up on the reservation, which has a population of 350,000 spread over 27,000 square miles. Diné was his first language.
For myself, it was just a natural part of just coming into the world, you know. I spoke my language fluently. I had to learn how to speak English when they put me in boarding school.
For many Navajos, those schools were the start of the separation from their native language. Teller says learning English allowed him, many of his generation, to leave home for work. He returned when he retired, but others didn't. That distanced them and subsequent generations from their language.
Years later, that same school was teaching kids how to speak Navajo because there was too many kids speaking English. So they want to retrain them, I guess.
The language gap is noticeable when his nieces and nephews, who don't speak much Diné, come to visit.
The only time they speak is when they're around their grandmother, which is kind of rough, you know. It's, how do you say this to grandma, you know, because she doesn't know how to speak English.
Fritz Teller didn't make the cut to be on the Diné recording of Baby Shark, but hopes it will help a new generation learn the language. For NPR News, I'm Zach Ziegler in Flagstaff. Do 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 do